This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Like, what are your thoughts when you're trying to figure out yourself and you have to kind of deal with the baggage in your life? Like, you know, I never hear you talk about counseling or anything like that. So I'm just wondering, like, kind of your thoughts on more about self-awareness for these guys.
Look, I think people that are growing up in the best environments of all time are struggling with self-awareness at 13 and 14.
Sure.
I mean, 90%, 98% of my company here in their 30s and 40s and 20s have no clue on self-awareness. So here's what I would say. I would say that I'm a big fan of just eating reality. I'm just a fan of it. You know, like the reality was I was never, like I had my dad, but I didn't. Because he worked every hour, I never saw him. Missed every game, just didn't see him. Worked every hour. That was my reality. Now I was happy, it was way better than leaving or dying, or you know, it was great, but like, I didn't have him. I could have done what my other friends who have workaholic parents do and dwelled, be like, my dad's not at my baseball game, or you don't. Look, I am not going to shortchange the extremities of all the things, you know, all the cliches, parents, drugs, murder, mental health, like all the things. The thing that I have not figured out is how to get the universe to give a fuck. So to answer your question, it's amazing to see people in good situations and bad situations go through a situation and do this. Like if I could give everybody a drug, it would be optimism. Right? Like, if you're willing to look at all your shit, whatever it is, and by the way, everybody thinks their shit is the shit. Right? Like, everybody's like, I've had people sit in this room, one by one with me, say, if my dad didn't give me $100 million, I would have never been a loser because it all came too easy to me. Everybody thinks their shit's the shit. Because it's their life. Right? People that don't have parents, and things, they laugh at that. They're like, fuck you. But that person thinks that's the shit. So, it's about, you know, I don't know. The reason I don't talk about a lot of things I don't know. I don't know how to recommend, you know, counseling or how to build self-awareness or mental health. I try to stay away from things that I don't know because I think that would be detrimental to the things I do know. What I will say is, you know, so I don't know how to teach self-awareness. I just know it's the most, I just know it's the game. Once you know who you are, it manifests into self-esteem. You don't actually then give a fuck what, you know, you sit here and just don't give a fuck what they say or any girl says. Like, you just don't care. It's crazy when you get there. That's like the fucking ultimate. You're just fucking living life like in the Matrix. You're just like running through shit. To actually not give up, especially at this age, that's what happened to me. I still think about it. How the fuck did I not give a fuck? Right? Because it's like in, when you're like 13, 14, 15, like your friend, that's your whole life. I just remember not caring and I was just on some different shit in my head. So that's what I want for everybody. Because then you're fucking set.
How do you get there?
I don't know, man. That's why I don't talk about it, right? Like, I just, honestly, I swear to God, if I knew how to get there, this whole thing would be a wrap. I'd own the Jets, I'd own the world if I knew how to like get there and get people there, right? I try to get there by talking about it and maybe somebody's like, oh shit, that's kind of like me too. Let me go deeper into that. I actually do feel like that. I actually don't give a fuck when I knew, like, I don't know. But, God, it's big. Because then peer pressure's out. Then you're just not getting dragged into anything you don't want to be doing. I wrote, my first book was called How to Cash In on Your Passion, which fucked me up because then everybody kept emailing me like, what's my passion? I'm like, I don't fucking know you. Like, I don't know, like I have no idea. The biggest thing you realize is a lot of people don't know or never find it. Or, you know, my belief is the only answer for any of them, right? For you, for anybody, is you gotta figure out how to try shit. Like that's the only, like you just never know what your favorite food was until you try it. If you only had chicken, you might have not known that hot dogs were the best. So that's what I love about the internet. These kids have so much option to like watch shit on YouTube and so like, my only answer to Nate or anybody like is just like, just try shit. And so like that's back to opportunity. Easy to try shit when you have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank and parents that take you to shit. You gotta hack the game, right? Like that's what's passionate for me about this today. This is me letting them try shit. Hear it a different way. Something could happen. Who knows? Maybe not. I'm willing to go 0-9, but you try. So like that to me, that's why I love the DM thing, right? Like You don't think 21 Savage is hitting you back? But he might. Crazy shit happens. People decide no before they try. You just decided no because the system tells you no. You've been sold no. And by the way, not just you, the fucking world. Not tough situation, the world. Everybody's saying no. I just say yes. And then if it's a no, I don't give a fuck. You gonna judge me that I lost? I don't give a fuck what you think. And that's why I get so into that. Because then you're not scared to try shit. Because when you don't give a fuck what anybody says about you failing, you love failing. I love losing. It is crazy. Because
I hear you say that all the time, and it literally, it is crazy that you say that. And
I love it.
About it all the time, because with him and YouTube, and it's like we partner on this. You know,
yep.
Like I hate being on camera.
Yep.
That's like not my thing. So he does that, and I do a lot of like social media stuff and things like that, and partnering with him, but.
You're thinking about distribution.
It bums me when something doesn't work and we think it's gonna be great. And the idea of loving the failure, that always
I love getting punched in the mouth. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it.
What is it about the failure that you love or
I wanna it makes me wanna stick it to everybody who judged me when they judged my fail.
And that's true, I like that part.
Well, that's it. I like it, no, I actually love it. You just kind of like it.
I don't think I understand it yet. We haven't,
you know?
Haven't scored that big. I mean,
yeah,
penises.
I get it. Like to me, it's yeah. It's like, it's a chip on the shoulder. I loved being an underdog. I loved being like from Russia and not speaking English and like being small, like somewhere around third grade, I'm like, fuck, I'm not gonna be as good at sports as these other kids are getting real fucking tall. Like, you know, just like, you know, like I just loved it and I still love it. And it's really funny, now that I've made it in my little space, like I wanna do other shit. Cause I don't wanna, like as soon as I won the wine game, I left. Cause I don't wanna be the top dog. I don't want people trying to get me. I wanna try to get them. You know, I love the grind. I love, you like that?
That's tough. It's real shit too, because it's like when you hit the top, it's like there's nowhere else to go.
It sucks.
Everybody is right at your neck, but when you always reaching for the top, then it's like that constant grind.
And I gotta tell you, man, and I'm telling you, my friend, this is the operating system of the universe. This is the only thing that matters. This is the only thing that matters. The attention on this is the game. And like that just, and every, like you can make an Instagram account. Like go ahead, like, this one kid I'm watching on Musical.ly, he went from zero to a hero in 4 minutes, 5 videos. Or they just worked, right? Like I would tell you straight up, I didn't fail a whole lot other than school because I knew that's what I was not gonna do. It's just that people don't realize that LeBron fucking took 4,000 shots in a day in fourth grade. You know, like, what do you think they're doing? Like, listen, you guys know, this is what I saw at Mount Ida. I was like, fuck, man, some of these kids are athletic freaks. But then they were just smoking blunts all day. I was like, oh, that's why didn't they make, now I understand. They weren't waking up at 5:30 in the morning, running, fucking hitting the gym, and then shooting for 9 hours a day. All my, like 50% of the kids in my suite, 301, they're like, I'm gonna be a rapper. Like, they didn't write all day. They never tried to get into studio. Like, they didn't do shit. They talked shit. Gotta do.
Worst thing you can do is do nothing.
Pondering, complaining, dreaming. It's one and the same. If you're dreaming or if you're complaining, it's the same shit. It means you're just not doing shit.